Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Cash, who tags Foley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maddox moves to third. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez takes first base on ball four. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Swan moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to second for the out. Swan moves to third. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Cromartie moves to second. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cromartie trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carter scores. Pappy moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Del Unser pinch hits for Woody Freeman. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pappy scores. Spear moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Stearns moves to third. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Stearns scores. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Cromarty reaches third base with a triple. Valentine scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swan strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pappy strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Twitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stearns strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Montanez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0 for 2 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitchell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swan bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Youngblood moves to second. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-3 in the game. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Youngblood reaches third base with a triple. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing third base. Elliot Maddox now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Hutton now playing center field. Stan Bonson now pitching. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Craig Swan. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Cromarty chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Spear. Spear fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Spear. Maddox goes all the way around to score. Foley moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 7-3, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montanez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Mets. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Hal Dews now pitching. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.